Life is all about life hacks, trying to make your life a little bit easier. Morning.
I'm all for that.
Virgin Radio 104.4. The three of us challenge each other to bring a life hack to the studio. Yesterday after the show, we've all come with our own little life hack.
Yeah.
If you're a YouTube fan, you will know that people have millions of views from just doing life hacks. I know my daughters watch it nonstop. They come and tell me, like, Daddy, you know what you should do? You should put this in the drain and then you won't get clogged up drain with all your hair. I'm like, all right, thanks. Appreciate that.
I like this. So you're saying that we can get views by having hacks?
Maybe.
Let's do it.
All right, right now, we haven't really seen each other's hacks. We've seen the equipment that's been brought in for it. We're going to go around here and work out our life hacks.
Yeah.
I've Pretty got the best Malik. One, definitely.
All right, Rossi thinks he's got the best one. Pretty Malik, you and your life hack, present it to everyone listening right now and to us.
Okay, so sometimes you're out with your friends maybe and you want to play some music, but you realize no one has a speaker.
Okay.
So you need to basically increase the volume of a song, right?
Sure.
So what you can do is I've got a Pringles can with me, but you can actually use like a cup or anything like that, anything that's like a circular thing.
Mm.
And you play the song and you put your phone into it. So into like a cup or this Pringles
can. Okay.
And so it'll say, make it louder.
So if you're sitting around the campfire, for instance.
Anyway, you know, sometimes not everyone has a portable speaker.
When was the last time you were sitting around a campfire?
I've never done that in my life.
I've never done that.
You've
yeah.
never sat around? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's demonstrate it right now.
Okay,
Pretty's got her regular phone out.
Yeah.
She's putting it inside the Pringles jar and you're going to press play. What song have you gone for?
Yes, Rossi.
Can you do it without the Pringles and then with it? I want to see if it's different.
He's annoying.
Oh, no. I've gone for a number one single.
Oh, wow. What is it? Let's have a listen to this. Oh, yeah. In It for Love. Chris Fade. Love this song.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. So now I'm going to put the phone into the can.
And it's supposed to amplify the sound.
Yeah.
Gives it a bit more bass.
More echoey.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
Obviously, this is more for an intimate, like...
I sometimes do when I go into the shower and I want to listen to music.
You listen to yourself, yeah.
Yeah. I put the phone in a cup, in a glass cup, and it does the same sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It amplifies the sound. It gives it a little bit more.
What have you got a glass cup in the shower area for?
Brush my teeth.
And you use that?
That's what I do.
With your phone.
Don't know about that.
Brushing your teeth.
That's but try it. So use a cup.
I like it.
Use a cup. You can use it.
I like that life hack.
Pretty boring.
Excuse me. It's useful.
Life hacks right now here on the show. I've learned this one. I've just got some basic, you know what you clean your ears with?
Yeah.
Cotton buds. Yeah.
All right. Now, a lot of you want to take time off work and you want to get off that, you know, that day.
Like sick day?
Sick day, maybe. So... here's a way to make yourself sort of sneeze and make yourself... Now, I've tried this. It's worked, but it doesn't work all the time. What you do is you get a cotton bud.
Wait, this won't make you actually sick,
no,
right?
No. You get a cotton bud as so, but you rip off the cotton at the tip.
Oh, okay.
All right? And then what you're left with is like a little bit of a... you know, the cardboard, like a, whatever it is. Pretty, I'm going to give you one right there, Rossi.
It's like a lollipop stick.
I'm going to give you one of these cotton buds. Now, what you got to do is after you rip off the cotton from the stick, I want you to just rub it inside your nose. And what it can do, it can make you sneeze. And then as soon as you're sneezing, you can sound like you got a bit of a cold. And then you call the boss up and you're like, hey, a little sick
this
here,
is
boss.
A little fake sick dick.
Yeah, so now just rub that stick here and it worked.
It tickles.
We're all just...
but I'm not sneezing.
No, this is great radio. We're just shoving cotton sticks in our noses.
I feel a bit awkward doing this.
I'm getting all the way in here.
Why are you going so far in?
What?
I'm trying to get
Chris has got a pole instead of a stick.
Yeah, my nose is big. It just swallows the stick.
Why does yours look like a broom handle?
Stop it,
none
Chris.
Of us are sneezing.
I can't look at you doing this.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah, I tried to get that at work. I sneezed. Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
It's not happening.
No, it's coming.
Coming. Come on.
Oh,
I don't think this works.
All right. Ignore my life hack.
Moving on.
Rossi's life hack we're going to do next because for some reason, Rossi's just brought a vacuum cleaner into
Why?
The studio.
Yes.
All right.
This is amazing for dads.
If you know a life hack, let us know as well. 0487155 Oh.
It worked.
Was that real?
It worked.
Was that real?
Yes.
We got it.
It's amazing.
Virgin Radio Life Hacks. Morning.